Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songwriter.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Evening or good day, it must be Sunday. We know that it's bedtime, or it might even be your quiet hour. Now, boys and girls, we're not sure exactly where you're coming from, but you know that lately Aunt Jewel has been on the West Coast, so it's still daylight, and Starfish is on the East Coast, so we're so glad that we have mommies and daddies, grandma, nana, grandpa, poppy, aunts and uncles, and people who just care. And we want to thank you, especially thank you on this very, very hot day for coming inside, or you might be in a car, or hopefully it's air conditioned wherever you are, but thank you so much for letting us come into your home today. And I want to welcome our host also, Starfish, because this is Blake Radio Network, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Starfish, how are you doing?
Hello, boys and girls. Now, I know it's a challenge to get kids and sometimes mommies and daddies or grown-ups to sleep, but we know everyone needs sleep. Exactly 1 to 4 months age, sleeping pattern does not care for a sensitive or daylight.
What was that, Starfish?
Or during the daylight or during the nighttime.
Yes, sleep is very, very important, regardless of whether you are a newborn or a toddler or a teenager or a preteen, a adult, or even grandma or grandpa. Sleep is very important. Sleep helps you to be able to energize, and we're so thrilled that you're going to be coming to us to make sure that you're energized. And it is also, it builds the bridge when you go to sleep, because we're going to be talking about dreamland. It sort of builds the bridge from the unconscious to the conscious, and we'll be able to discover our mysteries. So, Starfish, we also, guess what we have? We have another guest from us.
Who is our guest?
Oh, Starfish, I know that generally she comes and visits you out in the ocean. Her name is Ray Stingray.
Oh, fun. Our guest is coming here on the show?
Yes, she is. She wanted to be able to say something to the boys and girls, and maybe she'll even share with us her dream moods, because you know, boys and girls, when you have dreams, they can be all over the board, and we would like for everyone to share their dreams with us later today. But let's say hi to Ray Stingray.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Renee the Stingray.
Hi, Ray.
How are you, Starfish?
Good. We were just talking about sleep. How many hours do you have to sleep in order to feel fully energized?
Oh, well, you know, since I'm a stingray, we do a lot of sleeping. I'm at the bottom of the ocean, deep, deep down in the ocean, and most of my time is spent dreaming and sleeping.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Well, thank you. So what else do I need to do? I'm usually in the ocean, and most of the time I'm swimming, but the majority of the time, like I said, I dream, and I have all sorts of dreams.
Can you take us into your dreamland? What have you dreamt about before?
My dreams, the last one that I had just about 10 minutes ago, my dream was really colorful. I dreamed of colorful rainbows. I dreamed of fish that I could sometimes eat, but just the little ones. But then a big fish came, which was a shark, and oh my goodness, I had to go deep down into the ocean and go to sleep so he wouldn't see me.
Oh, how scary. And was there a turtle?
There's turtles, and I even see starfish. I haven't seen you around, but there's starfish around, and there's other types of fish all around, all different colors. They're blue, red, yellow, just an array of fish in the ocean.
Oh, Ray made a joke, an array of fish. Ah, Ray, you're so funny.
Well, thank you, Starfish. So what else are we going to talk about today? Is today about dreams?
Exactly. And the only way to dream is to go to sleep. And we're talking about the amount of sleep that newborns need. They need 14 to 15 hours of sleep. That's almost the same as you. You and newborns should have a little play date together because all it would be about is sleeping.
Exactly. Sounds like fun. That's my favorite thing to do.
That is awesome. And I have a fun fact of the day. Did you know that kids have more animals in their dreams than grown-ups? And it is more about frightening animals, lions, snakes, crocodiles, wolves, than butterflies and birds and sheep. And that's ironic because you just told us about your dream and there was a scary shark.
That's right.
So, we just love talking about dreams. And parents, this is so much information that you can take in and learn about what your kids, what your newborns are thinking about as they lay peacefully with their eyes closed, silent, but they're really having action and fun and liveliness in their wonderful dreams. And, Ray, would you like to hear a song?
Yes, I think that Ray would definitely like to have a song, and I think it would be something like I'll Take You Dreaming, because that is exactly what we're going to be doing during this topic, I'll Take You Dreaming. Lots of things. Your mind has a lot of imaginations. So let's hear that, Starfish.
Boys and girls, I'll Take You Dreaming by Sheila Murphy.
Through the rainy night to a place.
And boys and girls, are we starting to get you in the mood? Do you know why we're here? I know the parents know. We are going to take you to a journey in dreamland. And as we mentioned before, dreamland sometimes gives you the opportunity to be able to go over what has happened all during the day. And sometimes those dreams might not be so much fun. Sometimes it's just like Wonderland. And we would like to also be able to start you in getting ready for bedtime. And Starfish knows exactly what that is. The bedtime list will soon be coming because, you know what? You have to have so many hours of sleep.
Exactly. And Aunt Jewel, before we go into our checklist, I know, or I was able to tell the children what dreams that they have, especially the kids, and why it's different from parents. But can you tell me the primary reason children have those type of dreams?
Yes, I can. Just one second here. I've got to put my glasses on so that I can see, and I know that some of the parents out there, they have the same situation. So let's put those special glasses on.
Well, let's listen to the checklist as our Aunt Jewel gets ready and tells us more information about dreaming. Now, you boys and girls all know the checklist. You can definitely shout it out right now and tell your parents right now what the first thing and the second thing and the third thing you must do to get ready for bed. Boys and girls, the bedtime list.
I know that's great.
Did you brush your
That's quite some list, don't you think, Starfish and Stingray?
Yes, it certainly was.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your checklist, Ray, Stingray?
My checklist is just to go deep down in the ocean and get really snuggly up under a rock and just let the waves just go over me back and forth. And that usually gets me a little tired.
Wow, that sounds so relaxing.
She's always Starfish at the bottom, and I think that you're not at the bottom all the time, but she's always staying so low to the bottom.
Yes, you certainly grounded.
So I know, Starfish, and I know, Stingray, that you may wonder, why do kids dream so much, and why do they have different types of dreams? And this is something that I'm not sure whether the parents know. Now, the primary reason why children dream is because there's a fear of something, or either there's something that they wish, and they take the opportunity to take that time when they go to bed to sleep and dream about it. And sometimes those dreams are more about aggression, and that happens more than parents. They have very, very aggressive dreams. And they don't even pay the bills. And they're worried and they're very, very concerned about something. And so concerned that they can't close their eyelids. Of course, that doesn't happen with you, Starfish, anyway, does it? And Stingray, I think she closes her eyes because they're on top of her head.
Yes, I do.
But generally, it kind of comes from either some punishment, or they may be sick, and they're all in turmoil, and they take their dreams to work it out.
That is why the books and topic that we're going to talk about is perfect. It will ease the fears and keep those impulses and thoughts more relaxed, so they can get rest and sleep. Aunt Jewel, can you tell the boys and girls what impulse means? I hear pulse, and I know my heart pulse, pulse, pulse makes that noise.
Generally, when you have an impulse to do something, it means that you just don't have any control, and you can't stop it, and you can't control it, and it just happens. Just like sometimes it's hard if you look at your friends, except for it might not be quite so hard for you. You look at them and you tell them, I don't want them to blink. It would be almost like also telling Stingray, Ray, don't put that pointer up.
We don't have to put the pointer up because I use my pointer as a defense mechanism so people won't hurt me.
I see. And just one more question. What's mechanism?
Well, that was the word that Ray, the Stingray, said that was her mechanism. So let the boys and girls know what a mechanism is. It's generally Starfish, I think that it is something that you can't control. It might even be robotic, but it is something that just automatically happens, or that you were either, you have a pencil, and some people call that their mechanism because that is the extension of what they're about to do.
I see.
So their arm might be their mechanism to be able to raise their hand. Or the mechanism for your eyes to close, because Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories from Blythe Radio Network makes you want to go to sleep. And especially after we heard that long bedtime list
And I know that all the boys and girls have their pajamas on, and they also have their glass of water. And Stephen Ray wants to. She just can't hold herself, and her mechanism, her pointer, is standing straight up because she would like to tell the boys and girls how many hours she wants to add to what you had said, how many hours they need in order to be energized and to be officially rested. Does he want to get his starfish, and boys and girls?
Surely.
Yes, she knows exactly how many hours a 1 to 3 year old knows has to have, and a 3 to 6 year old has to have.
Well, generally, most of our kids, you need at least 14 hours a day to sleep, and you need at least maybe 2 to 3 naps within those hours. And then also, some little kids would possibly need a little bit more than 14 hours if you're a little baby. But normally you have, again, 2 to 3 nap times. However, I usually nap all day long.
And there's that grandfather clock telling us that it's time to sleep.
Yes, it is. So is everybody getting ready? Are you tucked in your beds and under your blankets?
I think we are.
Well, let's go. Cool beans.
I was going to also say that, Starfish, do you know that there's certain times of that sleeping pattern that you might have dreams and remember them, and then there's times that you don't even remember them?
This is true. The boys and girls are learning so much. But sometimes what helps me the most, if I repeat things to make sure that I fully understand. So we know that it isn't so important to have our rest. The two words that we learned from Ray the Stingray and Aunt Jules was impulse and mechanism. These words you can bring to your classmates tomorrow. Impulse, pulse, is a sudden, urgent feeling that you have instantly. Mechanism is the technical aspect of doing something. Device consisting of a piece of machinery. Many different definitions. But thanks to Aunt Jewel and thanks to Ray the Stingray, I understand. I think so. Is that right?
Yes, it is, Starfish.
Oh, yay.
You are so right, Starfish. That's why we do things always together, and that's why we have a team.
Exactly.
So let's get back to understanding about the dream, because we know that there's lighter sleep, and we know that there is when you're so sleepy that no one can wake you up and your head just goes to the side, and sometimes you even drop your bottle if you're sucking on one, or your thumb comes right out your mouth. So one of the things that we had said is that when you have dreams, it could be because something happened to you that day. And Starfish has this very special book that talks about a person's day. And maybe, boys and girls out there, and maybe even parents, you've had a very terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
Yes, boys and girls, I'm going to read you a wonderful book to get us started and get us a head start into dreamland.
And it would be great, too, if you would have the children lie down in their bed because they already have their pajamas on and they already have their glass of water, and playing that special music from the children's corner, I think, would be perfect for that
book that you're going to share with us today. I wonder, boys. Oh,
here
okay.
It goes. Alexander and the Terrible. Terrible. And I mean terrible. Horrible. No good. Very bad day. The author is Judith Biorst. The illustrator is Ray Kruk. Simon & Schuster are the publisher. I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running. And I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At breakfast, Anthony found a Stingray car, a Corvette, that is, a kit in his breakfast cereal box. Nick found a junior undercover agent code ring in his breakfast cereal box. But in my breakfast cereal box, all I found was breakfast. I think I'll move to Australia. In the carpool, Mrs. Gibson let Becky have a seat by the window. Audrey and Elliot got seats by the window, too. I said I was being scrunched. I said I was being smushed. I said, if I don't get a seat by the window, I'm gonna be carsick. No one even answered. I could tell it was gonna be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Now at school, Mrs. Dickens liked Paul's picture of the sailboat better than my picture of the invisible castle. It was invisible, people! My invisible castle I spent so much time on. At singing time, she said I sang too loud. At counting time, she said I left out 16. Who needs 16 anyway? No one needs 16. Why don't we just skip from 15 to 16, from 17? So, I could tell, as you know, boys and girls, it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I could tell because Paul said I wasn't his best friend anymore. He said that Philip Parker was his best friend and that Albert Moyo was his next best friend. Now, I was only his third best friend. I hope you sit on a tack, I said to Paul. I hope the next time you get a double-decker strawberry ice cream cone, the ice cream cone falls off the cone and parts and lands somewhere where you don't even want it, all over your shirt. There were two cupcakes in Philip Parker's lunch bag, and Albert got a Hershey bar with almonds, and Paul's mother gave him a piece of jelly roll that had little coconut sprinkles on top. Guess whose mother forgot to put in dessert? I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That was it. Because after school, my mom took us all to the dentist, and Miss Dr. Fields found a cavity just in my mouth. Come back next week, and I'll fix it, said Dr. Fields. Next week, I'm going to Australia. On the way downstairs, the elevator door closed on my foot, and while we were waiting for my mom to go get the car, Anthony made me fall
where it was muddy, flesh, book. And then when I started crying because all of the mud was on me, Nick said I was a crybaby. And while I was punching Nick for saying crybaby, my mom came back with the car and scolded me for being muddy and fighting. I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very, very bad day. I told everybody. No one even answered. So, when we went on into the car, and my mother continued to talk to me, we went to the shoe store to buy some sneakers. Anthony chose white ones with blue stripes. Nick chose red ones with white stripes. I chose blue ones with red stripes. But then the shoe man said, "Oh, we're all sold out." They made me buy plain old white ones, but they can't make me wear them. When we picked up my dad at the office, he said I couldn't play with his copying machine, but I forgot. He also said to watch out for the books on his desk, and I was careful as I could, but except for my elbow. He said also, don't fool around with his phone, but I think I by accident called Australia. My dad said, please don't pick him up anymore. I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. There were lima beans for dinner. I hate lima. There was kissing on TV. I hate kissing. Eek. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain, and I had to wear my railroad train pajamas. I hate railroad train pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow he said I could keep, and the Mickey Mouse nightlight burned out, and I bit my tongue. Ow! The cat wants to sleep with Anthony, not me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. My mom says some days are like that, even in Australia.
That was so funny. You did such a great job, Starfish. And what an awful, terrible, no good, very bad day Alexander had. Even his best friend Paul said that he was his third friend now.
I know.
I know that's probably never happened to you, that you had a terrible, very horrible, very bad day.
Exactly. It was tough.
Has that ever happened to you, boys and girls? Has it ever happened to you, Starfish?
Yes, I felt like everything was going wrong. But then, the one good thing that came out of the day, at the end of the day, when I went to sleep and I was thinking how terrible the day was, everything went wrong every minute, every hour. But I went to bed, and guess what? The next day was a whole new day, a fresh start. And I realized yesterday wasn't so bad because now I can redo everything and turn that negative into positive and have a great day.
You're right, and that's why you're a starfish. You're such good luck.
I hope so.
And I wonder if maybe Ray Stingray, if she's ever had a horrible, no good, very bad day. Because I think that what you had to say, Starfish, was a real good lesson for every boy and girl, and even parents, to learn that
we did talk about it was a day. We didn't say a whole week. So I wonder if starfish, I mean, not starfish, but I'm getting it mixed up, if stingrays had a very bad day.
Yes, I had some of those days too, and that's when I used my stingray. I've had times when some of those big bad fish come after me, thinking that I'm going to be their dinner or their lunch, so I have to use my stingray, as like starfish says, as a defense mechanism so they can stay away from me and can't get me to eat as their lunch. So sometimes I have to use it to stop the bigger fish from trying to eat me, and I go deep down into the ocean and just stay very low and very still and close my eyes. And sometimes when I do that, it works. And then sometimes I fall asleep and start dreaming.
Wow.
But, you know, I think there's some of the boys and girls, they do not want to go to sleep. They're doing everything they can do to fight it off. Because we know, and as parents and as grown-ups, that you really do need those hours of sleep, as Stingray had shared with us, how many hours of sleep you need in a day. And a day is 24 hours. So sometimes, because it's light outside, you think that you don't need it, but you do need that energy. So I wonder if any of the kids out there are yawning yet, but probably not. So they're probably thinking, maybe I need to find out exactly what does a dream mean. And we have someone that really talks about dreaming and what you can do with those dreams. And that person is very positive. And they are a group that are called Little Pickles.
Ah, Little Pickles. Here we go, boys and girls. Little Pickles. Are you ready?
Oh, I certainly am, because I think that every boy and girl and parents should know exactly what does dreams mean.
I'm so excited to play this song, Little Pickles. What a fun, fun name.
It is. Just like Starfish and Ray Stingray.
Little Pickles, dreaming.
You are my home. I'll care for you, you're not alone. You are my friend. On me you can always depend. I'll fly to the moon at night just to make sure everything's alright. It makes a difference in every way to keep dreaming. So dream of Earth full of beautiful things, and we could fly to the moon.
Melanie ran to the bathroom and quickly brushed her teeth. Now pajamas. She had already missed having her hairbrush. She missed getting her pretty ribbon and missed Daddy's big goodnight kiss. She didn't want to miss her favorite part of the bedtime story, too. Mom finished reading the story. The room was quiet. "Did you enjoy it, Bart?" she whispered. But when Mom looked down, Bart was already fast asleep. And Melanie curled up beside him. So was Melanie.
Wow. It
was a very busy, busy day. The end.
That sounds amazing. A dream come true.
It is, and just like most of you boys and girls, it is very difficult to get you to bed. You always have all kinds of excuses, and sometimes you may even be yawning. And with that yawn, you're going, "No, it doesn't mean that I'm sleepy. It just only means that I'm having problems with closing my mouth." So, boys and girls, we have this song to tell you about yawning. But, boys and girls, on Jules Bedtime Stories with Starfish at Blake Radio Network, we want to make sure that you get ready to sleep today. So maybe we can play a little bit of that song, just a little bit, maybe a minute, to see if you're yawning. You think that might be possible? And maybe we should play it, Starfish?
Yes, I certainly do.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
I'm
sorry,
buddy.
I'm so tired.
See you later.
Something to wake us up. Mexican
headband.
Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
I am having so much fun.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us. We can't stop yawning over here.
You can't stop racing fish, and also, Starfish, you can't stop yawning either? What a tongue twister.
I know.
Ray Stingray. And I know that we also have another song to kind of help us with getting these boys and girls to sleep so they can be able to dream, because we had so much information to give to parents with why their children need to dream and why sometimes it's pretty aggressive and why sometimes it's a lot of fun. And our number one goal for most of the parents and our number one goal for the Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories is to make sure that they are able to go to sleep. And sometimes we get these very special bonuses that sometimes the parents even fall asleep. And when they do, it's just like a star.
Just Like a Star, Boys and Girls, by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. That I won't lose.
Jules, can you say that again for the boys and girls?
I think some of the boys and girls have fallen off the roof already. Even the boys and girls, some of the states that they like. If you have a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, you can still fall asleep.
Yes, boys and girls, you can fall asleep because tomorrow's your day.
You're so right, Starfish, a bright day.
Because we've been through that before. From tonight, I know.
And even if you're at the bottom of the ocean, you can still have a good day.
I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah, yeah.
Good night, Jalen, Kaylin, and Aiden. And good night, Dr. Ball, for being in our story. And good night, Grandpa.
Hi, boys and girls, this is Ray Stingray.
Good night, Aunt Joy.
Good night, Aunt Ray.
And good night, Brenda. Good night, Keisha.
Like a star across my sky.
Good night, Kua.
Just like an angel off the page. You
Kathy.
Have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song.
Good night, Christopher
heart.
And Ava.
Just like oil on my hands.
Good night, Zion. Starfish, that's a lot of people. Do you think we have some friends?
Yes, we do. Lots of friends. Which brings us to our favorite song, Friend by Randy Newman. But boys and girls, take a look. Do you see it? It's that shining, flickering light. I see it. I'm looking out of my window. Maybe on the West Coast. I don't think you'll see it, but you surely will this evening. Do you see that shining, shining star? All right, boys and girls, let's gaze upon that sharp star. And one, two, three, make a wish together. Close your eyes as we listen to You've Got a Friend, boys and girls. You always have a friend here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
Yes, I do, Starfish. I always have a friend. And thank you so much for joining us, boys and girls, at Blake Radio Network. We're so thrilled that you came, and we're going to look forward to seeing you, or actually hearing from you, next Sunday. Aren't we, Starfish? And
yes.
Also,
at school.
Right. And also, I expect possibly we may even see Ray Steam. Ray.
I hope she comes back.
Of course. This is Renee the Stingray.
And as we all look at that same star that shines before us, make a wish. Let us all think of a wish and listen to our friend song. You've got a friend, everyone. You always have a friend here on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our guest on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.